Good evening. Here is your RTL Today news, sports and weather at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the November the 25th. I'm John Baker. A 39-year-old motorist has died from injuries sustained in a collision with a heavy goods vehicle on the A3 motorway last weekend, police have confirmed. The accident occurred near the Doudelange exit in the direction of Thionville at around 4 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd, and according to police, the man's car crashed into the rear of a lorry, becoming wedged under the trailer. Public sector unions are renewing their call for the establishment of a dedicated support service for victims of workplace bullying within the civil service, citing a lack of political action on the issue. The demand was made at a joint press conference by the OGBL's Public Services Union and the Education and Science Union, where the representatives criticised the government for showing little indication of taking concrete steps to address the problem, despite the long-standing nature of their demands. A new report from France's National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies confirms the significant financial incentive for working in Luxembourg, revealing that cross-border workers from France's Grand Est region earn an average of 65% more than their counterparts employed locally, and for those in health and social care, the disparity is up to 103%. In international news, gunmen has seized 10 women and children in the latest kidnapping to rock Nigeria, as parents of dozens of children taken from a Catholic school last week pleaded for their release. The latest raid in the western state of Kwara targeted the village of Isapa, which neighbours another village where at least 35 people were kidnapped a week before. And President Emmanuel Macron is set to announce that France is restoring military service on a voluntary basis in the face of the growing threat posed by Russia, just under three decades after conscription was abolished in the country. The head of state is due to lay out the change on a visit to an infantry brigade in southeastern France on Thursday, according to multiple sources familiar with the decision who spoke to AFP. In sports, cricket and defending champions India and Pakistan have been placed in Group A in the 20-team competition being co-hosted by Sri Lanka. It will be the first time the two teams have played each other since their heated contests at the 2025 Asia Cup in the UAE, where they skipped the customary handshake at the toss and post-match greetings. And the sacred flame for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics in Italy will be lit in ancient Olympia in Greece tomorrow, after organisers were forced into changes as a result of poor weather. The Games will take place from February the 6th to February the 22nd in Italy for the third time. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's been overcast all day and it will remain overcast as the night draws in, with the possibility of more rain showers and perhaps even sleet and snow in northern areas. It's currently around 4 degrees, although with the wind chill it does feel somewhat colder.